create a lifestyle worth living, and glide to the next level. Buckle up and may the sky be your limit.
Now we have clearance and ready for takeoff.
And now, here's your co-pilots from Next Level Business Concepts Group, Bobby Lucky Lucero, and lover of all things marketing, Elisa Lane.
Hey, 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 how you guys doing today?
Good morning. Good afternoon. I always forget. What time is it?
Well, all I want to say is how you living?
Well, today we're actually living confidently. We have a show full of confidence. We're going to call it The Confidence is Money.
Ooh.
Right? You like that?
I like that.
I got the okay from Granison. I'm good. I can go home now.
And then on top of that, Mr. Granison is doing it with a smile when he says that. So when he says I like that and he does it with a smile, that's like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Well, and we have three amazing guests today. So we have Shasta returning, who's been on my show a while back. And we actually have kind of...
I'm back.
We're integrated system.
Making those rounds.
You're part of the Next Level system now and all sorts of good. And then you've surprised me with Arthur, which he's ready for the beach right now. What's going on?
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, thank you for being on the show, Arthur. You know, last minute, I wanted to bring some dynamics to the show and we did with Miss Shasta and Mr. Arthur, you know, so... Absolute pleasure to have you both on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to start with something that Granison and I were actually talking about this week, and it's communication, but it's not the communication we think about usually. It's the one that's not spoken.
Ooh, nonverbal communication.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me more about that, and how's the system work, and what have you done to create this? And I know you have lovely Mrs. Yasmin in the
Murray,
house as well,
yes.
Who I know you do videos together, and... You have some programs together and definitely want to encourage people to look it up on Facebook and tell me a little bit more.
Sure. That's a deep question. So we're going to take it from a 10,000 foot view. So our program, we call it the Champions of Confidence Communication Confidence Program. And it does entail the verbal communication and the nonverbal communication for entrepreneurs. And we also teach our program to businesses as well. So when you look at nonverbal communication, we show up with two things. Every time you show up communicating, and you show up with a level of confidence. And so that's why we dive deep into the communication confidence, because those two are inseparable. You are showing up with those two on your belt, on your shoulder, however you see it. They're there with you. So our program hinges on being confident as a leader, being confident as an entrepreneur, but also how you communicate as a leader and how you communicate as an entrepreneur.
So wait, I have a question. Were you
Absolutely.
Always confident?
No. I grew into my confidence around 15, 16 years old. I got into martial arts.
That's early.
Yeah, it was kind of early. I was never not confident, but I grew into my confidence of who I am now as I got into martial arts and learned what I learned now.
So was it more like utilizing it to actually benefit something, or was it something that you kind of just noticed the difference when you walked into a room?
Totally noticed the difference when you walk into the room, but actually being more cognizant of it. Like, I think confidence, sometimes we overuse the word, overstate the word, but when you really focus on what it really is and you really bring to the forefront of your mind, it's a whole different dynamic. You approach everything totally, totally different.
Shasta's like agreeing. Like, I got to ask her, because it's funny coming from the woman's side and the man's side. Like, I know in dating, like, one of my biggest things is the man confident.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, that's like my number one. What do you got going on over there?
I was just agreeing with Granison, because as an entrepreneur, you do need to be confident in what you're selling and
Absolutely.
Presenting yourself. You
right.
know, how you expect someone to purchase from you or to believe in who you are if you don't have the confidence.
Sure.
So I was
Absolutely.
Definitely like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
How about Mr. Arthur over there at the beach?
Definitely believe in having confidence. My confidence grew from my professional career that spanned over 23 years, starting at GE Financial Insurance, where I learned to be a Six Sigma Master Black Belt over time. So the statistical analysis for me, and then also start taking martial arts 8 years ago.
Okay.
So at Crop Zone in California, Sunnyvale,
sure.
California.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a brown belt in Muay Thai, kickboxing, Krav Maga, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So nice. I agree with that
nice.
Extra confidence.
Very nice, yes, absolutely.
I didn't realize this was going to be a martial arts show because I got that too. Shotokan right here. So, and I know you fight a little bit, right?
We've been around the block a little bit. So we've got about 15 years experience in kickboxing. Started in judo, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, all that
sure.
fun stuff. So we definitely got a chance to do that. But, you know, Grandison, in your dealings with when you take someone from point A to point B, what are you looking at? Are there cognitive skills or there's non-cognitive skills that you look for when you're actually teaching someone? Are you looking for a foundation or you can actually turn around and take your program and then just teach anybody?
Yes, we can teach anybody. In fact, we look for where their foundation stems from. So we ask a lot of questions, a lot of assessments at the beginning. But everything that we teach is a learned behavior. Confidence is a learned behavior. Communicating is a learned behavior. Everything is a learned behavior. So we start from ground zero once we do the assessment and move them forward through the program.
That's interesting because I've heard that around the lines of it's like a muscle.
It is.
So it's exactly like
Absolutely.
A muscle. So it's one of those things where if you work on it, it's only going to get better and stronger
sure,
as
sure.
you do that. So.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about it is that a lot of times we don't think about it as this muscle, like you said, and we just use it loosely and we communicate loosely. And we think because we have some level of success that makes us a good communicator, that makes us that we're confident, but not really so. It's more about how you cognizantly approach it from day one, from start one. There you go.
Interesting. So what are your thoughts, Ms. Jasta, about that exact thing? So we're, you know, talking about, you know, that being a non-cognitive skill that you're actually bringing to the table. Is that something that you find in your neck of the woods too, when you're going through businesses and then individuals that are starting and growing a business?
Oh, definitely. As I've been, you know, growing my business and interacting with people at different levels, right? Because it's now we're out of that realm of family and friends.
Right.
You know, it's
yeah.
not the same language that you
oh,
talk
yeah.
with
oh,
your
yeah.
family and
totally
friends.
Different. Yes, totally
so
different.
When you have to interact with other people from different, you know, backgrounds, different
yes.
levels of experiences and things like that nature, communication skills are definitely, you know, need to be up to par. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I realize, they don't know how to close their deals because they talk in circles.
They talk. Oh, God. yes.
You know, they're talking in circles and they don't really have a point,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so sometimes they throw the sale because they're talking in circles, not really directly communicating.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that, you know, we want to be able to help our entrepreneurs with because closing the deal and building a relationship, I mean, there's stages of the sales cycle, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And sometimes they don't know where they're at in the sales cycle because they're not paying attention.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
You know, and it's never a sale until there's money in the bank. So it's interesting when you're talking about this, when we're talking about a sale and we're talking about walking through that process and then, you know, just getting the courage enough to ask for it. But like I tell everyone, you got to learn your business and, you know, you start with that and you build that foundation. But I think what you talked about is actually bringing that to the forefront so that when you're able to have that communication with that client, if you know yourself better than anybody else going into that, you can win that pretty much all the time.
Absolutely,
so,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And then, so what is a time frame on something like that? So when you have an individual that's going to go into your course in learning, do you have time frames? Is it a month, a year, or is it based on that particular individual?
It's a customized program, but usually it's broken down into 12-week increments. So 12 weeks, 24 weeks, 36 weeks, and 48 weeks is the entire program. Mm-hmm. Most business comes in around the 24-week mark. And why do we do this? Because Forbes wrote an article, I think about a few years back, they were talking about why leadership training doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why they said it doesn't work is because they get them into a room, a couple of days, rah-rah, give them some information, send them out back into the work environment, mm-hmm. and a lot of the information is forgotten. A lot of the information is not used. So, and like you said, it's like a muscle. You have to continue to practice. And like anything, anytime you learn a new skill, it's all about repetition.
Right.
I was just going to chime in. I kind of think like business is like sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You practice.
Oh, yeah.
Practice,
yeah.
and then it's time to compete.
Right.
And you better show up and compete.
There you go.
you know?
You're going to show up with a level of confidence, right?
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You do.
Yep.
I mean, when you practice and you're doing your drills, that you're confident, you know, about what you have to say. So, yeah.
You know, that's interesting that you're bringing sports into the business conversation, because we talk about that in our business all the time. We compare those notes all the time, because what you do in practice will reflect what you do on the game field or what you do on game day. So those things are so important, that how you practice, and this is doing it with yourself. This is starting with yourself. This is starting with your business. Everything that we practice and we learn, it all stems from there.
Yes.
And then when you're able to go ahead and do that and practice and then do that at 100%, and then when game day comes around, you're shooting that three-point shot like you've done it a gazillion times already. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts over there, Mr. Arthur?
Well, definitely communication is the key to anything, because you have to be able to relate to all levels of individuals.
Absolutely.
In order to get your point across. Mm-hmm. Another part is listening.
Yep.
Right. And that's another component, is really listening, showing that empathy, and then leveraging your experience, as you stated, that confidence.
Absolutely.
Of how you can confidently portray how you can meet that person's needs in order to have them meet their goals.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I would like to talk about is the impact that you have on that individual, and then more importantly, the impact that you have on their business. So in going into your program, I'm sure you can say with confidence what an impact that you're going to be able to make when they're able to go through your program. Is there some sort of guidelines that you let them know that they can do that?
Yeah. In fact, what I really look for is the transformation. That's the biggest thing I look for. So elated when we see a transformation. People walk different. They talk to other people different. They sit different. They have more gravitas. They have a better executive presence. And so those visual aspects, because they're always there, you show them whether you're talking or not. And so that has everything to do with their confidence. Mm-hmm. And so they're communicating a much broader message. They're communicating their brand. They're communicating everything that needs to be done. And so then that also has an impact on the business. Their relationships internally with their internal customers are more solid. Their relationships with the external customers are more solid. The business grows, and it's like, hey, it's all one big happy family. So that's what we really look for. That's hopefully answered your question.
Yeah. That's awesome. So now, Ms. Shasta, same thing. You can run, Shasta, but you can't hide.
I don't ever want to hide.
I love it. So, Shasta, so in doing what you do in Connect the Dots, tell us a little bit about that and what impacts in the dynamics around that.
Well, with Connect the Dots, I just was doing a presentation today with someone, and I told her, it's like the old game telephone, honestly. You know, we're listening to people, we're probing them, we're asking them the questions that so we can find out what they need, and we're relaying that information to their next component.
Right.
You know, and so relationships are supposed to take you somewhere, and we're hoping to get people in the right relationship so that they can grow their business. So helping them get with their power partners, helping them find their strategic partnerships so that their business will begin to move. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of businesses are stuck because they're just in the same wheelhouse of people that they've always been in.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So really getting them to be able to communicate, relate to others. I was just telling someone else the other day, most people don't like to talk to people outside of their sphere because they can't relate. Mm-hmm. So once you are able to relate to others and you have that confidence, like Grandison was saying, you can talk to anybody. I talk to people at Walmart. I talk to people at Target. I talk to people wherever because I'm confident in what I'm saying. I can relate to them. You know, it's easy for me to notice something about someone and, you know, make a comment and get to strike up a conversation, where I think that's where confidence comes in. You
Absolutely.
Know, being able to talk to strangers. That's like my favorite thing, you know, personal approach, you know, trying to get people comfortable with that, because it's easy once you get confident.
Yeah.
And you can just get out there and, you know, make a new friend. Shake a hand, make a new friend.
Yep. There you go. What is the biggest thing that you find in the folks that you've been working with, the biggest challenges that they have in starting their business?
Funding. Next level. Next level funding. And also just overcoming their own personal fears. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people who are scared to be successful, and I'm just like, you can't be scared, you know, like, it's okay. We're going to help you figure it out. You know, they're just like, I don't know. Some people don't want to be the CEO of their business. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody today. He's like, look, I want to grow my business, but I don't know if I want to be the person managing the business. I was like, so what do you want to do? You want to be the trainer? Yeah, I'll be the trainer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, getting them to overcome their own personal fears. you know, of what growing a business looks like and stepping outside of your comfort zone of your sphere that you grew up in. I mean, I'm from San Diego. I came to Arizona and only knew two people. And now my network spans over 200 some odd people that I can call and talk to regularly.
Oh, nice.
You know, so really trying to get people to understand, like, hey, you can come out here and build these relationships. Just believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Belief. Yes.
Fantastic. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Arthur?
I'll expand on it a little bit further from a business perspective, what's lacking in a lot of businesses, whether they're corporate, small businesses, or micro businesses. The foundation is really business capabilities. And, you know, business capabilities, the foundation is people, process, information, and technology. You need to have the people with the right skill set to push and transform the business the way you want to, you know, meet your strategic goals.
Sure.
Need the right processes in place. They have to perform right, you know, function properly. You have to have the right information to make those decisions.
Sure.
You know, it goes with the assessment, right? If you don't know how your communication skills are impacting your customers, you'll never achieve your goals.
Right.
So there's the information, whether it's reports, whatever the case may be, case studies. Mm-hmm. And then technology. You know, you have to have the right technologies in place to make those processes and the people interact and deliver on your strategic goals.
Right.
So that's always been a missing gap in a lot of organizations. I worked at Microsoft and PayPal and GE and all of these big corporations. It's always a missing element.
Right. So Arthur, tell us the connection that you have between you and Shasta.
I'm trying to remember.
Why are they laughing?
Yeah, well, we met on Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
Facebook is my moneymaker. People are on Facebook lollygagging, posting food and feet, and I meet a lot of my business.
Not me.
Not Arthur. But Arthur friend requested me, and I'm the type of person, as soon as you send me your friend request, I'm in your DM. Hey, how you doing? You know, I'm not really on here to be social, so, you know, why did you want to be friends, you know? And Arthur told me what he needed as far as his business, and I told him what I may be able to do to help his business. And we're both starting out, so it was like, well, let's collaborate and help each other get out there and make these waves. And mm-hmm. it's been a great relationship since he's been working with me.
Yeah, and it was a good partnership because what she's trying to do as far as helping small businesses, I have a lot of knowledge that I can transfer to help these small business owners obtain funding by transferring the knowledge to creating business plans and pitch decks, mm-hmm. Which are some key elements.
Mm-hmm. They're not ready. If you don't have a business plan or a pitch deck, you're not ready.
Or a vision.
Oh,
that
yeah.
too.
That well, you, and then it goes all the way back to Grandison. I mean, it goes all the way. I mean, it stems from that. That is the main stem that it's going to go from. And then obviously once you have that vision and then once you have that project and then you have everything in mind, then sky's the limit. And then I think when we're talking about structuring a business or getting an individual ready, you're talking about a multiple of – there's a number of components. And none of these components are taught in any school. They're not taught. There's no one-on-one on how to start your business, but more importantly, how to start yourself. So I think what you're doing, Grandison, I think it's an awesome thing where you can take someone that doesn't have those cognitive skills and you actually bring those to life and then make sure that they're in the forefront of every conversation. So, and then with Shasta, you know, when we're talking about business, you need to have the right components. So what we're talking about is we're having a number of different things that need to fall into place. You know, and then all the way down to funding. And that's one of the challenges that we run into on a daily basis as well, because that's what we do here at Next Level. There's a lot of different things that we do to prepare folks for that. But I think in going and rewinding everything and then finding a common denominator, you find that self and then that business and then that process. And then if you can do those, usually they don't fall in that order. Usually they get jumbled around and then you try to figure it out as you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, Connect the Dots is helping them streamline it, so we want to help it make it easier for them.
Well, and talking about Next Level, we actually have a new commercial that I want to debut right now, if that's okay. Hold on one moment.
This is Next Level Air. We'll be back right after this. Have you been weighed in the financial balances and been found wanting? It's time to level up. Important financial obligations require next-level financial solutions. Aggressive loans, investments with strong returns, intense affiliation to build your own business, credit enrichment for best-in-class lending power, and powerful insurance solutions for extreme protection. Tip your financial scales with Next Level Business Concepts Group for your uncompromising financial needs. If you settle for less, you'll never find your next level balance. Call or visit the Powerhouse Financial Solutions team at Next Level and make the decision to level up today. Go to nlbcgroup.com, nlbcgroup.com, or nextlevelcreditplus.com, nextlevelcreditplus.com, or simply call 480-550-9434, 480-550-9434. And level up with Next Level Business Concepts Group.
All righty.
Well, to Next Level Air.
All righty. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We got some pretty dynamic individuals on here in studio with us to actually help you as a in personal development. And then all the way through taking a business and launching it and growing it with Ms. Shasta and Arthur. So we got a, you know, this is pretty dynamic to have these three individuals in the studio because I can actually go back to and attest to when we were in business and we were starting, we had to learn all this on our own.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, Grim, how did you learn this? Where did you learn how to do this?
Initially, learned it from everything that we talk about in our program now stemmed from martial arts. Mm-hmm. The big difference is my Sifu, not seafood, but Sifu, the teacher, master, fed it to us in terms of just verbal communication. Mm-hmm. I took it and made it this business process. Now, my brother's also one of my mentors, very astute in business, and so he told me, hey, you have to create this as a system. And so it took everything that we learned in martial arts, everything that my brother taught me in terms of business, and put it together as a system, and that's what it is today. I've been using it in corporate since about 98, 99.
Wow. So yeah. You took something that you learned in sports, and you actually applied it to real life.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's amazing. When you can actually take something like that and apply that to a real life situation. More importantly, this will work through your entire life. And then obviously,
absolutely,
you know, if you're going to work for someone, it would be great. But more importantly, if you work for yourself, and that's what we try to tell everybody, that's where they need to get to, is working not by yourself, but for yourself.
Yourself.
So
yep.
Absolutely, 100%.
So I have a question. Shasta, why do this?
Well, my why is, you know me from financial services. So me and Elisa met a few years back when I was a client relationship manager with Ameriprise. And as I was learning.
I think it was before that.
It was
before
that.
We were at an event.
It was at the same event that I met Ken at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I found Ken. So
Connections.
So as a networker, you know, somebody that was new to the city, you know, I was going on different apps and things like that to find out upcoming events, and they were just happened to have one at the Wrigley's Mansion, and I was like, ooh, Wrigley's Mansion, I want to go there. So I went there and I met Elisa and Ken, but just from learning in financial services, the importance of protecting yourself and ensuring your legacy and planning ahead, and these are all things that people don't want to think about. They don't want to think about the future. They don't want to plan for, you know, when they're no longer here, and that's important.
Even as a mom, I know we're heading into Mother's Weekend.
Yes.
I mean, for you, that was something that really kind of hit me. Mm-hmm. Like, as a mom, you're looking at a future that you're living into.
Mm-hmm. And not the manufactured one that they've given to us for over the last 30 years. You know what I mean? Something that's different from what our parents grew up on. Yeah. You know, I want to be at home or be able to bring my kids to business meetings with me and be able to share the types of things that I'm doing in business. And I just feel that generational wealth, you know, legacy building, and independence, you know, is why I do this, you know, and help other people to achieve the same thing.
That is a great why to have. So I'm sure every single one of us have that why. So Grant and Grandson, I want to ask you, what's your why?
My why stems from me understanding where I grew up and the environment and how I wanted to, one, change that and be something different than what our environment at the present time statistically told me what I was going to be. That's my biggest reason why. Statistically told me that I would be either dead, on drugs, or in jail, one of the three. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, no, statistics doesn't matter, and this matters. I'm going to show something different. That's my why.
It's amazing why. Yeah. Arthur.
I'm going to have to echo the same sentiment, you know, coming from Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yep.
I was fortunate. So another part of my why is just my fortunate professional path has taken me through some amazing companies. I worked for Fortune 25 companies, learned a lot of skills. I had an advocate along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, I'm going to transfer that knowledge to others. So it's more cost effective, and then they can actually be successful in their, you know, goals.
How's the world different for you now, coming from that, I mean, complete different mindset?
From which world? The corporate world to now? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah.
It is it's actually a relief. the day-to-day activities in the corporate world are a little bit different because there's a lot of challenging and competing elements going on. Whereas within your own business, it's kind of like brainstorming fun activities, helping each other meet a common goal. And then you want to, you know, help others achieve their goals. But in corporate, it's totally competing.
The red tape.
Because you have a lot of shareholders, right? Yeah. You know, it's about the bottom line.
Yep.
And it's not about relationships at some point.
About politics.
It is. It's more politics than relationships. And I'm more a relationship type of person.
Yeah.
And, you know, it pins down to what you were talking about, you know, foundations, relationship, confidence. How do you help others and bring them along with you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Big time.
So interesting enough, like I love the aspect of having relationships. And actually, Granison, you developed the cigar club, which, you know, I enjoy a good cigar and then.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's a different way of networking.
It is.
Like you're in a relaxed, really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
But you meet amazing people. And I have to give you some credit. I met some amazing people at the last event you had at Casablanca.
Thank you. Thank you.
We met up for lunch, and it was like my long-lost sister. So what is it about that makes it worthwhile for you?
What makes it worthwhile for me is meeting a totally different dynamic person each and every time. So we have a lot of new people that come through. We have a lot of people that are members, and they show up all the time. And so having the opportunity to meet someone from a totally different background, totally different taste in whiskey that they like, totally different cigar that they like, totally different palate, we get to talking not a lot about business, not yet, but it always comes up later on. But just having those other personal relationships or bonding that way before we talk about business is essential. So I love hosting the monthly events that we do with the Cigar Club.
Do you have a next one coming up?
Yes, we have another one coming up on the 30th of this. No, excuse me. Yes, actually the 30th of this month. Yes, the 30th.
What about us non-cigar smokers?
Oh, you're invited as well. You're invited as well. If you like whiskey if you don't want to just hang out, it's just anyone can come and enjoy the festivities as well.
And how do you find out about your events? What's the best way?
PrestigeCigarSociety.com. PrestigeCigarSociety.com is our website, and it's always on the website. We need to update the calendar a little bit more, quicker, faster, better, but it's always there. So, and social media. Find us online as well, Prestige Cigars Club on Facebook.
And I think that's pretty awesome. You know, you can also follow our link to turn around and find him as well, to find any updates or any type of events that he's actually doing as well.
Awesome.
So one of the things that I always like to talk about is I always like to talk about taking it to the next level. So, Arthur, I'm going to start with you. So what do you do to take everyone around you? And this is one of the conversations that we had here on our meetings, is we talked about, you know, what are we going to do to take it to the next level? We talk about our business on a daily basis. But I brought to the team, I said, what the impact that we create on the people around us, what do we do to take them to the next level?
Ooh, nice.
Again, it starts with self. So preparing, you know, leveraging your experience and then helping others is the start, you know, getting people to the next level. And what I'm doing is I'm leveraging that 23 years experience that I said before, you know, at Fortune 25 companies and one Fortune 500 company, is How do I take that experience to help people assess what their business needs are? How do we identify ways of implementing solutions that they need, whether it's communications or people or process-related activities? And then, you know, helping them monitor the business success. You know, so post the assessment, you need to reassess,
right,
track, measure, report, and then you'll see that confidence grow, and then eventually that impact, you know, your revenues or cost savings or other additional flexibility, which are next level components,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other part of it is, how do you help people produce detailed and optimal business plans and pitch decks so they can present with confidence to investors or potential investors and customers, for that matter?
Sure.
Because your customers are shareholders as well, about your product, your services. You're a representative of yourself,
yep,
when you're portraying and communicating to others. So that's another way of, you know, how do I transfer my knowledge to help people get to the next level?
And specifically, is there a way of kind of connecting with you, and even Shasta, if you can answer this, is there a way to connect with you to actually get to that next level and actually create a business plan? If they're listening in, they're like, what is a business plan? Like, that's a new concept for me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're on Facebook, Connect the Dots on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Connect the Dots Network. Essentially, I'm like the main consultant. I'm the person that kind of takes in the intake of who's interested and what do they need. And then I start to connect the dots for them. So I help them kind of bring all their thoughts together. When you sit down and you talk to an entrepreneur, they're going to tell you a whole big...
Oh, yeah.
They got to tell you how they got started, all the mishaps that they had, and, you know,
the
where
journey
they're at. You know, and I want to listen to that because I do care about their business. You know, I care about people. And so once I'm able to pinpoint, okay, these are the things that are most important, then I can say, hey, you know, you don't have a business plan and pitch deck. You need to talk with Arthur. He's going to get you set up so that you guys can get ready to pitch to an investor. If we have an event and we want to be able to put you in front of somebody, we need you to be prepared for that. So making sure that they start to go ahead and connect the dots in their business so that they're ready to take it to the next level.
Are there a few things that you can actually recommend people that are listening in? Maybe they're thinking about their business, or they have a business that's not working as best as they want it to be, that they can actually prepare before they even reach out? Because I think it's a little embarrassing sometimes to come out and be like, I don't have a business plan and I've done this much, but, you know, is there like three things that you can actually give them right now? And Arthur, actually, do you have a couple of ideas right there?
Yeah, it's a couple of thoughts. It goes back to that foundation, people, process, information, technology. Do you have the right people to help, you know, reach the next level of your business or to even get started, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have the right processes in place? Do you have the right information? You know, maybe that's where you leverage on someone and say, what is the information I need to start gathering and researching for that part? And, you know, another aspect is identifying what are your goals? You know, is it to increase revenue if you're already in business, increase revenue from new customers or existing customers, and also reduce your costs? And if you're a startup, you know, is how do you help, you know, create a vision on one page? And then you start putting the pieces together. It goes back to what Grandison's saying about, you know, you do assessment. And
right,
the assessment starts with yourself.
Right.
What skills do I have individually,
sure,
to make this business grow? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what skills do I need to surround myself with as far as individuals, people, mm-hmm, to help me, right? And
right,
I think that's where we come from, the connected dots and the next level business group, is how do we perform that partnership with local business owners.
Mm-hmm. So we'd have to ask that same question to you.
How to next level up? Okay, so I'm going to answer it like this. With one of our modalities, we talk about the five parts of the authentic self: mind, will, imagination, emotions, and intellect. The imagination is this wonderful tool that we have available to us that sometimes we don't utilize. That we can sit and ponder and think, but how do we really use that as a tool? It gets turned off a lot, exactly. Yeah. And so it has everything with doing with growing your business, has everything to do with becoming a better leader, has everything to do with innovating new products and new services or scaling up your products and services. So we focus on that a lot, integrated with the, like Arthur was talking about, we've identified 42 different leadership skills. And we, part of the assessment when you come in the program, rate yourself from 1 to 10 on all these 42. And then we take those and we start accentuating the strengths and start mitigating the use of the weaknesses.
I heard a rumor that you actually have a program starting up in July.
Yes, you heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor.
Yes, we have a rumor, brand confidence, as a matter of fact. So 12-week program, four, 8 or 12-week program that clients can log into or actually come into the program with a level of assessment. We're going to start with assessment, but also understanding how branding and confidence works together to grow a business.
So is the purpose for that to actually follow through and actually have some accountability in your life, or is it just to kind of work through your business?
A bit of both, because you're going to also have an accountability partner with you, or a next level up partner, as we will call it, right?
Wow, that's so, new branding right there.
There you go. That's right. So you're going to have that partner that's going to really keep you on track. Remember, the competition as an entrepreneur there's some friendly competition that can go on. Mm-hmm. And so if we push each other, that's where they're going to benefit, and that's where this program is really going to have its staple with that factor there.
I really have never heard of friendly competition. Shasta, you know about that?
Well, I ran track. So it was like friendly because it's like you're all in your own lane.
Sure. You know what I mean? So stay in your lane.
If you stay in your own lane, it can be friendly.
Exactly.
But you know what? If I can stick a foot out to turn around and get an edge on, I mean, it ain't going to be too friendly.
It's not friendly no more.
It ain't going to be friendly no more.
No.
That's exactly right.
I'm out to win.
Oh, that's funny. Really confident.
So now, do you have any prereqs for joining that program, or is it you take anybody and anybody?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. So some people just aren't coachable, right? Let's be honest. Mm-hmm, And so,
why are you looking at me?
I don't want to be coached.
I'm gonna talk over this way.
It was me that looked at you a little bit, but I didn't say nothing. But
right. So part of getting to know someone is, we talk with them, communicate, let's break bread perhaps. But in that conversation, an hour or so, I'm really good at making an assessment. Yasmin is also really good at making an assessment whether this person is going to be coachable or not.
Understand.
And if they're not coachable, nope. Sorry.
Waste of time.
A waste of time, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you know if someone's coachable? Because I think that's a beautiful thing to talk about. I actually say, are you willing? If you're willing, we got something to play.
Mm-hmm. Or you can ask a question, right, that says,
yeah.
What do you want to learn?
Sure. But when the know-it-all attitude shows up, and it will if it's there.
We experience that.
When it shows up, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Because it'll be a waste of time.
Is it that same saying that goes way back, you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Yeah.
So is that what it is? So once you go down that road, and here's what I tell people. You know what? You may be that old dog that has those old tricks, but bump your head into that same wall a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And then come back and see me.
Well,
and
then they have the knot on the forehead.
You got the knot, right? And you got a little blood coming out your nose, and come back and see us at next level, and we'll go ahead and get you funding. So.
Yeah, I love that. That's funny.
But it's interesting because when you talk about coachable and trainable, you know, those things go without saying in businesses because – I mean, from day one, you have to be coachable and trainable all the way through because especially, you know, Arthur, in talking to you, you know, you brought up that technology aspect. That's one of the things that now you're able to go ahead and tie into a business and bring in that technology aspect. So I would have to ask you, so from a technology standpoint, is all this training that you do, is it online?
No, a lot of it's in person. And in fact, as Arthur was talking about, the processes. So the tech companies are having a pretty big issue right now with their, quote, techies, finger quote, techies, and communication and coming in with that level of confidence. So a lot of the, what they're trying to really figure out now, and in fact, Sandra Harry started the great discovery, and what Michael Harry wanted to continue or didn't have an answer for at the time. But now they're really focusing on the soft skills of the people, along with those who have the processes like the Six Sigma Lean processes, the Agile Waterfall processes or hybrid thereof, the AI machine learning processes. Mm-hmm. They're starting to say, okay, all these processes have a significant level of communication, and people are not talking and having meetings for meetings because they forgot something in the meeting, and it's all about miscommunication. So they're coming circling back and saying, you know what? We have to do a better job at the front end of training the people how to talk up and down an organization, like Arthur was talking about, how to have that interpersonal skill set and level and be able to talk up and down an organization. When I say up to executives and also down below to people who are actually doing it at the process level of the work.
Are you talking about that pyramid, the pyramid that everybody's scared about?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, yes. Yeah.
That pyramid.
That pyramid. Business operations process. Yes, that one, yes.
So it's interesting. So at the same time, Shasta, so what do you do in your business with the whole technology aspect? How are you bringing that with Connect the Dots into the forefront of what you're doing?
Well, we use technology. Like I said, I'm on Facebook. I get a lot of my business on there, you know, Instagram, Snapchat. Having people like Arthur who could probably help me create some internal processes, you know, for managing my connections, obviously. But I'm old school. I mean, I want to see people in person. Yep. I want to sit down and talk with somebody. It's a different, even from dating, right? Mm-hmm. I would rather meet somebody in person than I would online. I mean, if I meet you online, that's cool. But I would have rather met you in passing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The grocery store.
It's interesting. You know, when you talk about the old school, because that's where we come from. So I'm a kneecap to kneecap, eyeball to eyeball person where I want to sit down with you and I want to see it, touch it, feel it in order to do it. But now with technology, the way it's changing, you know, like how do you expect to take that and like grow that? Because what we do at Next Level is we talk about how can we make things streamline. How can we streamline the process? How can we turn around and help many? Because obviously in doing things the old school way of going kneecap to kneecap and eyeball to eyeball, I can only help so many people. And then there's only so many of me that can go around.
Right.
So
do that, right.
how do you take what you have that you're teaching and then put that on a level to where you can actually help the masses?
Try to scale it. Well, I mean, essentially having a CRM, obviously that's a managing capability where you can outreach and talk to many people at one time. But I mean, I like bringing connections to life. You know, I feel like that's the best way to do business. I mean, especially in my business, I don't have a tangible product. You don't just go online and buy a ball from me. You know, you got to come and consult. You know, and in consulting businesses and even in financial services, I mean, they're trying to make it now where you can just click and buy a policy, but you don't even understand your policy because you're just clicking through stuff. So, I mean, it's still the same component. You still need to be educated. You still need to be sat down. That's how people listen. They listen when they sit down and when they don't have a lot of different, you know, things going on around them, they're able to pay more better attention. So I don't think that's ever going to go away. Obviously, I'm going to need to hire more consultants, you know, more people that can manage my pipeline of business. But I don't think that the face-to-face interaction is ever going away.
No, and that's one of the things that we talk about as well, because we tried implementing bots and we tried implementing all these different things. But at the end of the day, to get the desired results that our customers are looking for, it is that face-to-face interaction that you need to have. And those skills that we've learned out through our lives that now that unfortunately I see kids, you know, it's interesting. Even my kids, you know, they're in the back of the car and they're texting each other, not even having any type of formal communication. So that to me is tough. And I know you're shaking your head, Grant. Tell me about that. Tell me about people just not talking. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, we have a talk show here.
Yeah.
And imagine if we were texting each other back and forth.
They don't talk.
Yeah,
it's like what you said. It's like the practice. If you're not getting out there communicating, talking to people in person, and you're doing shorthand text and sending emojis on Facebook or in Messenger.
Yeah, it's an issue that's even becoming more prevalent with entrepreneurs as well that we've seen because of technologies, interruption devices. And it's just all about balance. It's all about managing the use of it. And they came up with something called TechNeck, and it's because of the way they just continue to have a strain in their neck because they're always looking down. And I'm like, what, TechNeck? Are you serious? Is this a condition now? But yes, TechNeck. But so when you have, now you have, with an organization, you have some of the baby boomers, you have Gen X, and you have millennials. So now you have three different generations within an organization, and they all communicate differently. And the baby boomers and some of the millennials are saying, how do we communicate with these millennials? Because they're all about being online and not talking to me, not looking me in the eye and talk. So
what I'm finding is it's better to hold people accountable when you're able to talk to them and have a conversation. Because when you're just on the screen, people act different. Behind the screen and over the phone than when you get in front of you.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so I think it's like, you know, punks from the real people, the punks from the fakes or whatever.
So now you brought up an interesting point because millennials. So this is one of the challenges that we're finding, we're dealing with these young millennials that are doing these startup companies. They're bringing them into business, and I'm talking anywhere from 3 months to a year. They're able to take that and sell it. And it's interesting the concepts that they come up with. But, if they had the skills that you teach or that Connect the Dots teach, that Arthur goes through and teaches them, just imagine what that can do. And I think that's what's lacking in today's market is just that whole having open communication, being able to go ahead and communicate. How do you expect to have a relationship, with your
Very
partner?
True.
And if you can't do that, and then much less, go outside the house, and it's interesting because when we talk about things like learning about yourself and learning about how to be the best you, when you do that, when you have a family and you're actually teaching your kids and Shasta, you're talking about bringing your kids to a business meeting and then having them being able to see that. I think that's huge because mm-hmm. those are some of the things that are not learned or not taught. Right. And a lot of times we got to go through that school of hard knocks. I've been down to that school a few times. I lived there for a number of years.
Graduated.
I graduated. Yeah. I went back.
Right.
So I think then it's interesting because a lot of these folks, they don't have an opportunity to go down. And I think the first time they bump their head or they get their finger smashed, then what happens is that's when they turn and run. Mm-hmm. But in learning the skills that we're able to go ahead and teach in the business place, but you can apply them into everyday life.
Yep. Absolutely.
That would help you just, get over that hump. And it could be, even just getting back into school and then getting into business and then, coming up with that idea or plan that you talk about.
Well, I think having the community that we're building is important because as an entrepreneur, it is kind of a lonely road. Mm-hmm. Nobody really understands your vision, mm-hmm. but another entrepreneur. Sure. And when you're telling your family and friends about your scrapes and your battles, all they're going to do is say, get off that path. What I mean? They don't really know how to encourage it and support it.
Yeah.
So being around other people that you can say like, dang, I just made a big, I messed up, I didn't close my deal, or they can encourage you instead of like telling you to give up. You know what I mean?
I'll add to what she says, because one question we always ask everyone that goes to our program is, who tears down your confidence? And they end up saying, this person, but 9 times out of 10, it's the person that's closest to you. It's family mm-hmm. members who don't know how to address the concerns that you're going through and mm-hmm. the association that you have with growing a business, and they can beat down your confidence to a pulp.
Yeah. Do you think they do it out of love?
They're scared.
Yeah, exactly. They're scared, yeah. And they come from
lack
a place
of
love. Exactly.
Lack of confidence.
Exactly,
yes.
Because they may not have had the confidence to do it themselves. And they're like, okay, let's go with what's comfortable. Mm-hmm. Get back into the corporate. Go get another job and stop this.
Get them golden handcuffs.
Yeah, there you go.
As you know, you're not guaranteed your job the next day.
No,
right?
You're
it
not.
Happens all the time.
No,
and
no.
People get too comfortable. And
Absolutely.
Then when it happens to them, they don't know how to react.
Rocks the world.
That's what they call going postal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're postal now.
Yeah, that's a big
You know, that's interesting because that's the whole reason why I ask everyone, how are you living? So, my dad taught me that. So the thing is how are you living? So what you're doing today, what you're doing tomorrow, what you're doing the next day, but the impact that you're leaving, so that's one of the things that you're doing. But it's I love the fact that you can actually teach someone if they're coachable, mm-hmm.
If they're coachable.
So, obviously not everyone is, but when you're able to do that, what does that do for you as an individual? Like, I think for me personally, I want to say it's selfish because I get that self-gratification
yeah.
out of seeing someone succeed. What does yeah. it do for you?
I can second that emotion. When you look at where someone is and where they progress to, for me, that sometimes get to be a little bit emotional. Now, I control it, of course, but I'm like, it's almost like I saw my kid grow up, and now my kid's like, they're elated, and they're progressing, and they're successful. So I look at everyone that way. So you can go through a training, but that doesn't mean that you're coachable. And so when we talk about that and how that gels into the success of someone and where that takes me personally, it's nothing like seeing your child grow up. like, oh, they grow up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Shasta, what does that do for you? And seeing someone that gives you that initial phone call that doesn't know A to Z, they don't know anything, and then you take them and walk them through that program and you watch that success, what does that do for you?
It's exciting. It's definitely a confidence booster. Yeah. You know, I'm not even 40 yet, you know, so I'm like, okay, I'm making some waves. I'm helping some people. You know, the things that I'm talking about, you know, they're implementing them and they're seeing results, right? And that's what people want to see.
Sure.
They want to see results. At the end of the day, you can say anything about anything to anybody, but if you don't have any results, nobody cares, you know, but once you start to see results, they're excited and everybody's confidence goes up, like we talked about in the beginning.
Yep, very true.
How about you, Arthur?
Having mentored over 500 people throughout my professional career, my passion has always been helping others succeed, right? Seeing them succeed, and as far as running their own group, function, business unit, organization, because then that lets me know that I am able to transfer the knowledge I obtained, mm-hmm. and I actually conveyed and communicated in such a way that a person can process it and learn and excel and take their individual skills or their business function to the next level.
It's funny how we mentioned parenthood a little bit and how, you know, it reminds me of teaching my kids how to ride a bike.
Right.
And it's not something that you can really tell them how to do it. They actually have to develop balance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But once they have that, then they hit a tree. But right. For me, like having my kids grow and seeing them actually being able to give it to someone else, I think is the biggest gift possible,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because you know there's something living beyond you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Bobby?
I like that.
You know, that whole hitting a tree thing, that kind of rings a bell, because I think I hit a few too many trees. So, I think it's right. I think, you know, you have, you know, we in going through life, we all have these certain skills that we learn throughout our life. And then I think when it gets to a certain point, you know, having that I think it's that confidence, and that's one of the things that I have to go back and talk with you about, Grinch, because having that confidence to step out onto that field, to step out on that court, to step out into that to do that first audition, to do that, I think that's huge and plays an absolute huge part in taking it to the next level, because in order for you to even take that initial step, you have to build that confidence. It almost takes that accountability factor that we all talk about, and we all go around that thing we've all mentioned it at some point in time, but having that accountability factor is huge. One of the things that you bring is this bringing, you know, being able to bring that out of someone and then put it in the forefront so that they think about it all the time, that is key. And then I think that will help you amplify anything else that you're doing in your life. So.
Yeah. If you look at our program, there's probably a few things in terms of the leadership assessment and the leadership skill sets and the modalities, probably a few things you might not have ever seen or thought about in a certain way. Our main thing is bringing that to an extreme awareness. It's all about being self-aware. So bringing it to the top of mind awareness, or TOMA, bringing it and being aware and then knowing how to, on purpose and deliberately, use that as a tool to progress, that's where our program shines. And that's where I like to see people think about confidence in a whole different way, think about communication a whole different way. And I see some businesses and organizations really starting to hone in on that now, and that's exciting.
And the key is applicability.
Applicability. Like, yep. Absolutely.
I like how you added that piece about shines.
Oh, like Granison shines. No pun intended there.
That's brilliant. Wonderful show. Like, I have to admit, there's a lot of information here and probably a lot more to have. And we are out of time, unfortunately. But I do welcome everyone to connect with these amazing people and learn more and just create your life to be exactly the way you want it. Have a great week, and we'll see you guys next.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to Next Level Air. Create a lifestyle worth living and glide to the next level. Join us live here each week or on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.